Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Phil Casey, and here's what's happening. Two Philadelphia police officers are on administrative leave after they shot a man in both his arms while responding to a domestic dispute in East Mount Airy early Saturday morning. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
The two officers responded to a call of a man with a gun in an apartment building just after 1 a.m. on Saturday morning near the intersection of Cliveden and Morton Streets. Authorities say the officers got there and found a man on the front step of the apartment yelling for someone inside to come out. Eventually, another man did come out holding an object, and police say the man on the front step was heard saying, "Oh, you have a hammer," and then retreated. The responding officers took cover, and when they saw the man point the object, they opened fire. He then retreated back into the apartment. A barricade was declared and SWAT was called, but it was ended quickly with the man inside the apartment exiting and surrendering to police. He was taken to the hospital in stable condition and treated for a gunshot wound to one arm and a graze wound to the other.
Officials say a hammer was recovered from the scene and that the police department and DA's office are investigating the incident. It was also captured on the responding officer's body-worn cameras. The police in Gloucester County, New Jersey, have arrested a man in connection with a fire that tore through a church Saturday morning. West Deptford police charged 44-year-old Brian Cannon with arson and aggravated assault. They say he's in custody and awaiting a detention hearing. The fire began shortly before 7 a.m. Saturday at the Colonial Manor United Methodist Church on Elburn Avenue. Firefighters were eventually able to put it out, but officials say one firefighter was hurt responding to the blaze. West Deptford authorities say no civilians were injured. Well, Monday is Earth Day, and a group of volunteers in Kensington got an early jump on the festivities by planting dozens of curbside trees. KYW's Vic Raghupathy was there.
We need trees to live. They're like essential. They're not optional.
That's the unequivocal message of Nakia Perez Kibler, co-founder of Philly Tree People. They're a volunteer group of tree tenders affiliated with the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. Philly Tree People board member Maddie Heimer says she's been volunteering for various causes since early childhood, and it's a rewarding pastime.
It's fulfilling. You're doing something good, not just for yourself, but for your community. And you're teaching people, you're educating people about trees and the green canopy.
Philly Tree People puts together a spring and fall planting each year, and at this one they're installing nearly 60 trees of 23 different species. Perez Kibler says they provide a laundry list of benefits.
They help alleviate the urban heat island effect, and they provide places for birds to live, insects to grow. They make people happy. People feel like neighborhoods are less blighted.
If you own property in zip codes 19125 or 19134 and want a free tree planted, go to phillytreepeople.org.
Applications for the fall planting are due by April 26th. Well, regatta season is here on the Schuylkill River. Drexel hosts an event on Saturday, and Sunday there's the Flick Horvat Regatta. And across the bigger river, the Delaware, officials in Camden County are ready for more races on Cooper River. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Doherty has the story from the boathouse.
As a venue for rowing competitions, Cooper River has become a premier destination for big events, as the Jefferson Dadvale is back once again, and the SRAA Nationals, a major high school competition, relocated from Tennessee to Pensauken this year. Camden County Rowing Director Joseph Colendo says it's tough to find a better place to race.
We've grown to make this a world-class venue, and having a lot of local teams coming back and regattas coming to this area, it helps grow and, you know, put more back into the Cooper River and to the race course.
Camden County Commissioner Jeff Nash says the downstream impact of all of these visitors is huge for local businesses.
It fills every hotel. It fills every restaurant. All the shops are busy.
And there will be a lot of luxury vehicles in those parking lots, as crew tends to draw more athletes from affluent families than some other sports, according to national statistics.
Nash says the local economic impact from regatta season is estimated to be around $20 million. That's the All Local. I'm Phil Casey. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.